This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。这是一档帮助广大的听众朋友们解答英语疑问的栏目。本期节目的问题来自听众新梦，问题由我来代读。Lie somewhere, situated somewhere, located somewhere 和 be somewhere 在谈论位置时的区别是什么？听众新梦想知道这些说法之间的区别，它们都可以用来引出位置，意思是位于。我们下面就来介绍它们各自的用法。先说 lie somewhere， 我们用 something lie somewhere 来谈论地点、位置。意思是坐落于，注意 lie 是动词，所以会根据句子的主语和时态而变化。听两个例句。
The post office lies at the end of the street. The houses lie in the middle of the countryside, a long way from the city.
接下来来看看比 lie 更正式的 situated。Situated 用来说明事物的确切位置。意思也是坐落于，与特定的副词搭配使用时起到补充说明的作用，比如 conveniently situated， 位置方便。听三个例句。
There's a cafe situated at the north end of the park. You'll find the milk situated at the back of the shop next to the bread. The office is conveniently situated next to the railway station.
除了引出事物的实际位置以外 ，situated 还可以表示处于某种境地。请听例句。
Because of our huge profits, our business is well situated to expand globally.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
Located 和 situated 的意思非常相近。在很多情况下可以互换使用 ，located 加上相应的介词，用来说明事物的相对位置。比如 ，be located in、on、by、between。be located at 引出的是事物的具体地点。来听四个例句。
The hotel is located in the city center. The shop is located between the station and the town hall.Our house is located by the motorway, so it's quite noisy. The cafe is located at the entrance to the park.
补充一点 ,located 也可以和副词搭配,用来补充详细的位置信息。
The hospital is perfectly located for the residents of the town. The car park is centrally located and a perfect place to park if you're going shopping.
在描述人或事物的方位时，其实可以直接使用系动词 be， 并加上表示位置的词语，意思是在、位于。我们来听五个例句。
Where are you? I'm at the north entrance of the park. Our coats are in the wardrobe. The post office is at the end of the street. The office is next to the railway station. The hotel is in the city center.
上面我们讲解了四个用来描述位置的说法。动词 lie 的意思是位于、坐落于。situated 的意思相同，但更正式。located 常搭配 by、on、in、between 等介词使用，起到补充说明相对位置的作用。我们也可以直接用系动词 be 来说明人或事物的方位。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，下次再会。
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.